we'll save a fortune on our heating bill with that thing. Was that an offer I just heard? Chrissy whispered, hoping not to alert any of the other prospective homeowners that we were interested. Because if it was, I can go find the realtor. Down, Simba. Take it easy. I hadn't banked on the owners accepting our bid, to be honest. We were well beneath the listed asking price. I did it for Chrissy, but I knew there was no way in hell we'd ever get a house like this, not on our annual income. I mean, come on. An 1855 Victorian with 5 bedrooms, hardwood floors? There's no way we could call this place home. Not with that fireplace beckoning. We're talking the original chimney here, nearly 200 years old. The oldest part of the house at this point, I bet. The rest may have been remodeled over the years, but its brick bones remained, a spinal column of red clay holding this home upright. We were crazy to have come to the open house in the first place, but Chrissy had begged to check it out. Outright begged. She's always had real estate lust, spending her Sundays sifting through every last email alert agents send her way. It felt wrong being here, playing house like this, getting her hopes up, watching her eyes widen the deeper into the house we went, deciding which room would be whose. This one's ours, this one will be the baby's. I just knew we were cruising toward heartbreak. She kept rubbing her belly like there was a genie in there ready to grant her wish. Don't do this to yourself, hon, I warned her. Don't get yourself all worked up. But the owners saw something in us, I guess. Our family-to-be. Me, Chrissy, and Colin. Nothing but a bump in his mama's tummy back then. He still had a few months in the oven to go before, ding, baby's served. I'd never cleaned a fireplace before. Never had an actual fireplace to clean, so there you go. First time for everything, I guess. I am a man who now owns a fireplace, therefore I have become a man who must scrub it. Chrissy had been feeding Colin in bed, so I had the ingle nook all to myself. Gave us a chance to get to know each other a little bit better. It had a molded shelf embedded into the rear wall with a hinged spit rack. A grand old rack. Had to date back to when this house was originally built, all those years ago. Turn of whatever century. They must have roasted enormous joints of meat back then. Could have fed a whole coven with what they cooked on there, I bet. Kneeling before the hearth, I pulled the fire dogs out to scrub the floor. The grate weighed a ton. Took both hands just to tug that iron giant's ribcage out. Broke a sweat before I'd even started scrubbing. Taking this metal bristled brush and scraping at the interior walls, swiping the soot away. I was inside the fireplace now, on my hands and knees, working on the rear wall. Tight circular motions, wax on, wax off. The grime never seemed to go away, though. 10 minutes of brandishing that brush over brick and it looked like I was just sweeping circles in the soot. This nibbling on tin sensation settled into my teeth. I could feel the steel bristles all the way up in my jaw, like chewing aluminum foil. Scritch, scritch, scritch. Throbbing right through me. My bones. An exhale spread over my spine. I swear I felt somebody's breath drop down my neck. I turned around. No one was behind me. The living room was completely empty. Then I felt again, this time on my temples. Glancing up, I felt a stray draft creep across my cheeks. The chimney flue had been left open, that's all. Just the wind, as they say. Then something shifted. Up there. I couldn't see very far up, couldn't see much of anything, but my eyes tightened in on a pale shape centered within the brick funnel, a gray nimbus hovering in the darkness. A baby. I saw a baby, trapped in the shadows. Its fetal form was curled into itself, crammed in the sooty womb of the flue. Its pale skin was covered in a layer of ash. I reached up to touch it. That's what people do in these situations, yes? If you see something that shouldn't be there, you poke it. Who cares about common sense? I'm staring at a baby stuck in my chimney, for Christ's sake. Of course I'm going to touch it. The pressure from my pointer was enough to dislodge the infant from its floating position and fall onto my face with a hefty exhale of soot. I turned away from the plummeting bundle just as it dropped, so impact was actually on the back of my neck. I felt the softest thud, punctuated with a puff of ash before it tumbled onto the bricks below. I was breathing in way too much soot, coughing uncontrollably now. There was a solid 3 seconds of blurred vision. That cloud of ash slowly dissipated, clearing away to reveal a possum. It must have been trapped in the chimney, must have crawled down months ago and got itself